The last point that I wanted to make was that each individual practice happens within a system of meditation practice, and that the meditation practice happens within a broader system of practice. There's the four lineages that Bhante talked about. He says there's the lineage of practice. Practice includes things like ethics. Recently studying a Milarepa text, where Milarepa had just done this whole Mahamudra thing about trying to get you to realise the spontaneous, luminous nature of the mind. And then he follows that up immediately by saying your life is full of potential. Guard your ethics as you guard your eyes. And it just seems to me completely traditional that formless practice gets put in a context of highly structured, careful, formed practice. And in a sense, that's the argument that I'm making. Meditation is in a framework of ethics. It's in a framework of views. But the fundamental view, I think, is paticca samuppada. Just, again, bringing our attention to the fact that you're looking at this flow of experience. I think something else that, for me, has come from the whole pure awareness discussion is realising that that's not just conceptual. What this whole view is trying to do is just get you to notice, again, sort of Milarepa, it's like looking at your whole experience as bubbles in a stream. It's like it's not that it's not real, but it's not as fixed or as heavy or as tight as you think it is. And what you're trying to do with this whole idea of paticca samuppada is just become sensitised to this fluid nature of our experience. And then Bhante is saying that within that fluid nature, there are two possibilities. There's what more traditionally gets called the samsaric option, where you get caught in confusion. And Popa says, samsara is the mind caught in bewilderment and pain. So you get one option within that, and you get the other option, which is the nirvanic tendency. It's the mind choosing moment by moment to move into clarity rather than bewilderment. And the whole point of that view is being pushed into sensitivity to the possibility within each moment of experience of paying attention. There's the lineage of inspiration, Bhante says, and that's basically just saying that we learn from each other. We don't spend all our time meditating, but we've got our own maturing experience. My experience comes into dialogue with your experience, and I learn. You give me feedback about where I'm getting caught, and I'm made more open. So our practice happens within a whole context of communication. And then finally, again, for us apparatchiks, the lineage of responsibility, which I think basically boils down to do what you can to help other people. That your practice happens in that context of us taking the responsibility for passing on what we've understood that the tradition is trying to tell us.